This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. We're starting a brand new month. It's Thursday, the 1st of June. It feels like July, though. Another hot and muggy day with temperatures in the mid-80s and lower 90s, with a chance for showers and storms. The rest of the forecast in a few. Governor Walz will sign today what is the largest bonding bill in state history. It's a bill that's a mix of borrowing and cash worth $2.6 billion to fix or build new infrastructure like roads, bridges, sidewalks, sewers, and state and local public buildings. One of the largest projects funded in the bill is $78 million for a major renovation of the Hastings Veterans Home. The governor is also meeting privately today with rideshare drivers who are not happy he vetoed a bill at the end of session that would have mandated minimum rates for Uber and Lyft drivers and set clearer standards for deactivating drivers from the ride-hailing apps. Uber leaders threatened to limit services in Minnesota if the bill became law. Crews are on the scene of a train derailment in far northwestern Minnesota near Lancaster, which is close to the Canadian border. 24 cars have derailed, and some are carrying hazardous materials. There are no leaks, fires, or reported injuries. The Minnesota DNR says it intends to rewrite its rules governing copper-nickel mining to better protect the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. Dan Crocker has the story.
Mining is already banned inside the Boundary Waters and in a narrow zone surrounding it. But the DNR says it plans to start a rulemaking process to expand that buffer to protect the Boundary Waters from noise and light pollution from potential new copper-nickel mines. The agency declined to issue a broader mining ban in the watershed of the Boundary Waters. It says existing rules already protect water quality. Ingrid Lyons with the Campaign to Save the Boundary Waters says her group disagrees.
You know, there is an abundance of science out there that demonstrates unequivocally that this type of mining would cause really harmful water pollution to downstream water bodies and areas.
The DNR also says it wants the legislature to examine the state's risk tolerance of copper-nickel mining near the Boundary Waters. I'm Dan Crocker, Duluth.
In other news, two teens are facing charges in connection with a stabbing last week at a Minneapolis high school. Matt Sepik has that story.
A 17-year-old boy from St. Cloud and a 16-year-old Minneapolis boy are each charged with felonies following a fight during an event last Thursday evening at Washburn High School. Hennepin County prosecutors say the older teen, who's facing a count of assault with a weapon, can be seen on social media video stabbing another boy who is in front of him in the auditorium. A second teen was also hurt in the fight. Both were hospitalized. When police arrived, they heard three gunshots outside the school. Prosecutors say the teens ran away in different directions when an officer ordered them to show their hands. Police arrested the teens nearby. The 16-year-old is charged with illegal gun possession. In a note to families on Friday, Principal Emily Palmer said neither the suspects nor the victims are students at Washburn. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
New watering restrictions are in effect this summer in Woodbury. According to KSTP-TV, people can now only water the grass in Woodbury one weekday and one weekend day, with watering days determined by zones. Commercial properties are limited to Fridays. The mayor of Woodbury says it's due in part to water contamination in the East Metro by 3M. The city has about 20 wells, with six already being treated for PFAS, or so-called forever chemicals. Sports. The Twins beat the Astros last night 8-2. Maya Hansen got a hat trick last night, three goals to lead the Minnesota Aurora to a 10-0 rout of Racine Kenosha County Third Coast in a women's soccer match in Eagan. How about that forecast? Well, as I mentioned, kind of hot and hazy and humid. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Chance of rain tonight. Some patchy dense fog tomorrow morning, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 80s to the lower 90s, cooler near Lake Superior, and this heat and humidity lasts until about Sunday. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download our news app or just turn on the radio. Listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.